Gary, have you tried the old BBC Predictor League that's on the websites? And you predict all the scores and see where everyone comes up with, because it's absolutely pointless betting on this division, isn't it, at the moment?
Yeah. Have you done it?
I have, yeah.
Where did we finish?
You finished 18th, I think.
That'll do. No, I'm not. I can't. I don't. Like you say, I don't think we can. We've just got to try and get as many points as we possibly can, which is 12 that's available. If we can get them, then we know that we'll be safe. If not, we've just got to keep going and find as many as we can.
Talk about confidence being a really good thing at this stage. 6 points out of your last six. And are you able to enjoy it at this moment in the role that you're in? Can you enjoy 1 minute of this job that you're doing when you can get back-to-back home wins?
Well, I think you enjoy it when the ref finally blows his whistle. And then as soon as that happens, you start focusing on the next game. The time for enjoyment will be May the 4th and the final whistle then, and hopefully we're above that dotted line, and then that will be some enjoyment, yeah.
In terms of all the jobs that you've had at this football club at various levels, how stressful is being the first team manager in comparison to the manager at any other level?
I think it's always stressful in the sense of the situation that we're in, but rather than it being a stress, I look at it as a challenge, and I'm relishing the challenge that everything brings with it day to day.
It's a heck of a challenge, isn't it? But in the two spells that you've had, just how pleased are you with the application, the performances, and the general mood around the place?
Yeah, I can't praise the players enough, the way they've took both times to me in terms of helping me, you know. And it's been a joint effort, and we've got the fans on board as well, who, like I say, the other night were tremendous. We've just got on about with the job, and like you said, you're rightly so, the application's been magnificent.
I know you mentioned a lot of senior players last time around that really helped you out. When you look at performances of players like Todd Kane this time around, are the young lads really coming to the fore as well now?
Yeah, you've mentioned him. His performances for a 19-year-old is incredible. He's fitted into the club. To listen to him around the place, he's been here for 10 years himself, you know, and he's been a value to the club, and we're delighted with him, and we need 4 more big performances from him.
I know you can't look long-term whatsoever, but do you think Todd Kane would love to be part of it here further than the next 4 matches if Chelsea were prepared to let him?
Well, I think you'd have to ask the lad himself that, but he's thoroughly enjoying his time here. The players love him. He's got great banter around the place. He fancies himself as a bit of a looker and a ladies' man, but one or two of a jury are out on that one. But he's a great lad, and he brings the positivity that we've been asking for.
Squad-wise, how are you looking? Any problems from Tuesday or not?
No, we'll assess a couple in the morning. We picked up one or two knocks, but hopefully they should be fine for tomorrow. It's a massive squad effort. Like I say, you look at the contribution Josh Morris has made recently. Marcus Olsen comes back in and was magnificent. Gael Gyva plays his first game. David Goodwillie came on and ran his socks off. So it's going to take a big effort from everybody in the squad.
Some nice dilemmas there, aren't there? After you say you brought Goodwillie on, who looked really lively, and you've got some real good choices there at the moment.
Yeah, I think what you'd see is that that everybody's bought into what we're about now, and then that's staying in this division, and everybody's giving it everything that they've got. And we've got a good spirit now, and we've just got to keep that going.
I know you mentioned Bradley Orr. Is he ready to rejoin you? David Bentley, anyone else?
Yeah, both of them. Delighted with that as well. You know, Brad's another warrior who's got great character, and he's determined to come back into the squad and help out. And David Bentley's trained this week as well, so the timing of those coming back is great for us.